Anya's Way. Welcome back to The Story of You. This is a platform where young entrepreneurs get to share their journey with the world. My aim is to reach out to other kids and let them know that they can accomplish what they set their minds no matter the age. Today we have Sanya Shah and Parina Heta with us. They are the founders of Sneak Easy. Sneak Easy is a shoe care product that cleans shoes efficiently and quickly made out of natural-based products. Sanya and Pari, can you tell us a little bit about your background, hobbies, and what you want to be when you grow up?
Sure. So, hi, I'm Parina Heta, and I've grown up in a joint family with a family business, and because of that, I've always been keen on starting my own. A few of my hobbies are dance. I love dance, and Odissi, a classical Indian dance, has been a part of my life for the past 8 years now. I also like really enjoy playing various sports, and I do train for squash. I've always wanted to grow up and become a businesswoman now, but before I would prefer becoming things like a pilot or a chef or a fashion designer or something. So yeah.
What about you, Sanya?
Right, so I think a lot of my hobbies revolve around the arts. I've been doing ballet for so long, it's been 11 years now. And I've also been playing the piano, the guitar, and a lot of other instruments for around the same time. And yeah, I also sing, so I think that's a few of my hobbies. And when I grow up, I personally want to be in a kind of a mixed field of tech and chemical engineering, so something between the two.
Interesting. And who's been your biggest inspiration?
So personally for me, it's always been my dad. I think he's the kind of person I aspire to be when I grow up.
What about you, Pari?
Yeah, my answer is actually pretty similar. I've also been very inspired by my father and even my grandfather, because initially they did not start with much, but they've come a long way. So yeah.
Okay, so what is Sneak Easy? Tell us in detail.
So Sneak Easy is a naturally based shoe care product. It is a spray that cleans the entire shoe and reaches into the crevices, binding to the dirt, leaving the shoe looking as good as new. It is a quick, easy, and efficient way to get the toughest of stains off the shoes using a gentle yet powerful formula. And our product works on materials like leather, rubber, cotton, and plastic.
Right. And why, Sanya, why the name Sneak Easy?
Right. So I think the name Sneak Easy kind of encompasses the two things that we like to prioritize, or we did prioritize when we formulated the spray. So sneak is the part, obviously the sneak of the shoe, the part that we aim to clean, and easy kind of, I think, encapsulates how efficient it is and how fast and on the go you can just take the spray and do it whenever.
Okay guys, can you talk about your full journey through Sneak Easy, building Sneak Easy, and etc.?
Right, so I think basically Sneak Easy started out as just a simple idea. We were both attending, I think, YA classes, and that's where it came up, saying that, oh, you know what? We have a problem that our shoes get dirty really fast. So I think I take really good care of my shoes. I take a lot of pride in my sneakers. And then I had, people unintentionally, of course, stepping on it. And honestly, it's quite disheartening to see the sneakers you take such good care of being stepped on so easily. And then when you get home and, you know, you try to clean it off, it just does not. It really doesn't. Like soap and water just don't cut it, or they damage the shoe in the end. So I think we were both sitting, we were both discussing, and I think that's what it came out. So at first it was just an idea. And then we looked towards actually developing. So first we started with research, a lot of research to be able to understand what makes a good cleaner and what makes a gentle cleaner, and how much are we about to sacrifice of each to be able to come up with Sneak Easy. And once that research was done, there was a lot of trial and error with a lot of different materials to see what our base would be, what we would add on, scents, colors, etc. And finally, we came up with a solution. And I think after that, we moved into testing to see what fabrics it works on, what it doesn't, how we should handle it, how many sprays, etc., etc. And then I think our last phase was kind of planning out the design of the bottle, the packaging, the hazards and the labels, things like that, bottling, etc., etc. And I think that's how Sneakeasy was incubated in like the start.
Sorry, do you want to add something to what Sanya said?
Yeah, sure. So we also attended a lot of YEA trade shows where our sales actually began. We began selling a lot of Sneakeasy products at these YEA trade shows. And then even during the pandemic, we did face a lot of difficulties in sales and deliveries in the beginning. But once the lockdown was over, we were able to sell Sneakeasy again and deliver like our product safely. And even in January right now, we were invited to speak at one of the YEA classes as alumni, which was really nice. And even in February, we were published in an online article called Her Story, which did boost our media presence and sales a lot. And actually, because of this article, we received orders from all over India and even like some places abroad, like Singapore and USA. And even recently, we did pitch Sneakeasy to the managing director of Sequoia Capital, Mr. Ranjan Anandan, which was an insightful experience. And yeah, Sneakeasy has come a long way from the beginning.
So is Sneakeasy global, or are you just based in India?
Unfortunately, not yet. It's not yet a global brand, but we are working on that. But we sell all over India.
Okay, and why did you start Sneakeasy? So what was your inspiration to start it?
Right, so I think I mentioned earlier, but basically our main inspiration came from the root problem of high sneaker maintenance, yet like such less like products available in the market to be able to safely clean your shoes. Because, you know, a lot of, like, when the sneakers come to you, when you buy it new, there's something called a factory finish that's on the sneaker that a lot of harsh cleaning products end up stripping off. Even soap and water eventually led to the wear and tear of your shoes. And to be able to, like, protect your shoe and maintain its longevity, I think that's where Sneakeasy mainly comes from. The need to clean and the need to maintain.
Right, I know everybody uses soap and water, but now since Sneakeasy is there, I think the soap and water is not going to work anymore. So, in one of your interviews, you mentioned about taking Sneakeasy to the next level by introducing a range of fabrics and leather products. So, talk to us about that.
Right, so basically, we realized that a large majority of our customers use Sneakeasy on leather and suede shoes. And a lot of the times at trade shows and things like that, we have people approaching us saying, if it works on leather shoes, will it work on my bag? Will it work on my belt and things like that? And I think that really does make sense. So obviously Sneakeasy would work on them, but we'd also like to move towards textile, fabric cleaning, et cetera, because it is really applicable there.
Right. And what is the pricing of Sneakeasy?
So currently, Sneakeasy is priced at ₹399.
And how is it to be used? Can you explain us in detail from step by step?
So something that we kept in mind a lot while trying to formulate it was how quick we should use it. So it's pretty simple, actually. You have a spray bottle and you take your own cloth. You have Sneakeasy spray and you have a cloth. And what you do is you spray it wherever on your shoe around 2 times. And you quickly rub it, and I think that around it, it'll remove a large majority of the stains you have on your shoes, as well as maintaining it, yeah.
And what are the challenges you faced during this long road of building something?
So, initially, we weren't sure of, like, the formula we needed. So, we actually did a lot of research, and we finally came up with the formula after a lot of trial and errors. And as I said before, even in the lockdown, it was really hard to make sales in the beginning because everything was closed. All the delivery services were closed. But I think like over time, our sales have increased, and now we're like at a much better place than we were before.
Right. And are you planning to expand Sneakeasy? If yes, how are you planning to expand it? Tell us about that.
So I think in terms of expansion, we'd like to move into the retail space right now. As in, we'd like to make way in retail stores as well as online, as well as, like we mentioned before, fabric cleaners, textile cleaners, and things like that.
And are you planning to like sell Sneakeasy on Amazon? Obviously, you mentioned online. So are you saying Amazon? And have you, you know, supplied Sneakeasy to any online platforms that you want to sell it to? And, you know, many stores or just normal grocery stores or something like that, would you want to get it there also?
Yeah, so currently we sell Sneakeasy mainly through Instagram, but once we receive our patent, we will aim to sell our product on online platforms like Amazon and Flipkart, and even in a few retail stores.
And what are the learnings you've had in this journey that actually helped you in your personal journey or your personal life that you share?
So I think something I've learned from Sneakeasy is perseverance, as in like to keep on pushing. Because there were times where like we had to bottle about 200 bottles in a night, and you like, we can't do this at all. But I think it's like whatever you sit through and whatever you actually like get done will end up happening as long as you put your head to it.
What do you mean 200 bottles in the night? You actually sit and...
Yeah, we bottled it ourselves, like a solid 200 bottles. And
yeah,
like before a trade show.
You have label on it, you actually have to shut it, you have to fill the spray, stuff like
everything.
That.
We had to make a solution, funnel it in, put on the sticker, shut it, box it, everything.
200?
Yeah, this is right before the YA trade show, so.
Oh, okay, for the trade show. And did the pandemic affect Sneakeasy as a business? If yes, how did you deal with it?
Yeah, so I think I said it before, but yeah, it did affect our sales. But I think we figured out how to deliver.
I think there was a little connection thing. See, after you said that talked to us about the, you, I already said this, then it just stopped. So it just start again.
Yeah, so I already mentioned this, but yeah, before, like during the pandemic, it was hard to make sales and to deliver our product to customers. But I think once we figured out how to do it in a much safer manner, everything went much more smoothly.
So right now, I mean, this isn't relevant to the question you just asked, but right now, are you guys still backing each one of them, or you've got someone to do it?
So right now we're still doing it on our own, but we are looking for a formulation and lab partner who will help us, help us with like bulk orders and stuff.
And like, have you got any you know, orders that you have given for like a return gift or something like that?
So not return gift, but we have got a lot of like repeat customer orders in bulk because people buy it and they want their family to try it out. They know people that like really take care of their shoes. So we've got gift, but not return gift.
And what were the sacrifices you actually made? I want both of you to answer this because different sacrifices like birthday parties, sleepovers, family,
Yeah, so we both did put a lot of effort into like creating Sneakeasy, and initially we did miss, at least like I know I miss a lot of social gatherings and even school events to work on Sneakeasy and to like to prepare it enough for the trade show and stuff like that. So yeah, I did miss a bit, but I think it was worth it. So.
And I hear that like every Saturday you guys have to go for a lot of time to YA.
Right, so every Saturday for about 3 hours we were just sitting in the classroom and like business, this, that. So lunch plans, gone. Breakfast plans, gone. So your whole morning to afternoon is just cut out by that, like by like Sneakeasy. So I think a lot of that went, and as well as, you know, the after hours you had to put in of like finances, work, actually bottling the thing, marketing, etc., etc. I mean, we missed out on a few things, but other than that, a lot of time went in as well.
I think it must have been a lot of hard work to actually sit down and get something out of it. And you must have, you know, got in touch with so many people to actually think of the formula and, you know, all the stuff that goes into that little bottle. But saying that, that little bottle helps one, like, I know, shoe that doesn't get cleaned with soap and water to get clean. So that's amazing. And thank you so much, Pari and Tanya, for giving us sneaky tea. And was everyone supportive during this journey?
So everyone really was. Like, everyone was so encouraging. They were constantly like, you can do this, don't worry. And I think especially our parents, they were encouraging. Moreover, they put in so much time and energy aside from everything else they had going on. And I think that's made like the biggest impact personally, as well as on Sneakeasy as a business.
And is there anything special about Sneakeasy that other shoe sprays in the market don't have?
Yeah, so our product maintains the quality of the shoe while cleaning the shoe as well. And it happens very quickly, which we've noticed like by trying that other products don't do as well. And even our product is also much more naturally and organically based, and like most of the products we've seen are more chemically based. So I think
so basically there's lots of natural stuff in it, and that's what makes your product unique from other things. And I think that, you know, obviously when I'm using, I don't know about Sneakeasy because I haven't tried it yet, but when I'm using soap and water or other, you know, shoe sprays or whatever, it often, like, the shoes, there are, like, the standing pieces that often come out and of the shoe, obviously. Like, if it's leather, you know, there'll be, like, it'll just be on the floor. It'll be very, I don't know, but that just spoils the shoe a lot. So if Sneakeasy doesn't do that, then that's really, really amazing because I have to try it then. So who is that one person that you could always go back to and that was your biggest pillar?
So I think Sneakeasy has three. I think two of them are the YA team, Miss Namita and Atitza. They've helped us so much, like when we were actually like in YA working and even after, which is so great. And I think the second one is definitely our parents, you know, like they've put in so much time, effort, energy into Sneakeasy, as well as just pushing us to work and do better constantly. So, yeah.
Okay, so now we have to answer in one word the question. It's a rapid fire round. Sanya, your biggest learning from Sneakeasy. It's answered in one word. Your biggest learning from Sneakeasy.
Work hard.
A brand you admire?
I'd say this.
One word that describes the story of you.
Innovative, I'd say.
What does success mean to you?
Achieving your goals.
What do you think makes the story of Sanya and Pari unique?
The fact that we did it by ourselves.
Okay, Pari, your turn. Your biggest learning from Sneakeasy?
Hard work pays off.
A brand you admire?
Nike.
Your icon?
Taylor Swift.
You would attribute your success to Sneakeasy to?
YA and our parents.
Your favorite food?
Pizza.
When you grow up, you want to be?
A businesswoman.
Your biggest support?
My parents.
One word that describes the story of you?
Creative.
What does success mean to you?
Accomplishment and happiness combined.
What do you think makes the story of Sanya and Pari unique?
That we both love sneakers and that we're passionate about maintaining and cleaning them.
Thank you so much, Pari. Thank you so much, Sanya, for having you over on the show. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Anya. I think it was like really different because like we've never had this like experience, and thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I should say thank you.